I'm not here to tell anybody about doing Shnai Mikra. Because that's like ridiculous to say, to ask. Because it's a very hard thing to ask people to do. I want to go through the sugya. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, when you learn halachas, it does two things. It teaches you the halacha, and somehow it gives you a love to do the halacha. Not every halacha does it work, in my own personal experience. But you do hear sometimes, like when you start learning halacha, someone gives you a little bit of a love to go ahead and do the halacha. L'chai. Thank you. Now, interestingly enough, I've never seen anybody else bring down this ha'ara. But a few years ago, when I was learning the sugya of Shnai Mikra, I saw what simen in Shulchan Aruch is Shnai Mikra brought down in. Simen Reish Pehe. Now, you know what Reish Pehe is? Rafa. You know what Rafa means? Weak. Weak. It's one of the simonim that people are very weak in doing. And we'll have to see when and what are all the coolers. Let's try to find all the coolers. Okay. Let's start off with the Gemara. We'll go to the Rambam. We'll go to the Sefer HaChinuch. We'll go to the Truma Tzedashen. Go to Tor Beis Yosef. Mishavura Ramayshun. Okay. Says the Gemara, page 1, Daf Chesamet Aleph on the top. Amar Avuna Bar Yehuda. The Elam has it second on the top. Amar Rav Ami, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says the name of Rav Ami, Lo Oilom Yashlam Adam Parshi Yosef in Matzibur. A person should always complete his Parsha with the congregation. Shnai Mikra, Vechatagnum. Twice the Chumash and one the translation. Vafilu and even Atarais the Divine. Atarais the Divine are names.
Doesn't change.
Even Atar Diva. Why? Now this is a very funny thing. Why? That Kol Amashlim Parshiyos of the Tzibur. Anybody who completes the Parsha with the Tzibur, Marichim Layam Mishnayos of his days and his years become longer. I saw a question. What does it mean? His days and his years. Days and years? The answer is like this. Sometimes people live a long life, but it's a very hard life. I mean, my grandmother lived till 98, maybe 100. I'm not sure how old she was because she wasn't sure. But I can tell you one thing. Let me tell you what she lived through. The Second World War, she was in the Hungarian. They took her into the labor camp. Her mother died from typhus. She took her mother's ashes home with her when she had typhus on a truck. When she caught it from her mother. Then she had to leave. They left with Mamish to tablecloths. One holding one aunt, Tani, Rav Shimon Lawrence's wife, and one holding a second aunt, Esther Solomon. Her daughter, Esther Solomon, was killed by a truck in what's it called? Her husband, her first husband, had a heart issue, would go to Florida, died in Florida in the winter. My father's father. And then she married a second man, who this man was demented at the end of his life. Violent. I'll never forget. I don't want to talk Lashon Hara about a dead guy, but nobody knows who he was. I was in the house, and I spoke on the phone for 2 minutes to call my father about something. I never got to. He yelled. This is who she lived with. And she never complained. Never, ever, 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 ever complained. But she may have had a long life, but she had her hard days. So Marichon Yoma Vushnaisa means the days, meaning Geshmak. Shnaisa means you're actually being long. So now, the whole surah of finish your Parsha with the Tzibur, I don't know if the mitzvah to learn Shnai Mikra and Echad Targum, what does it do with Imat Tzibur? What does that mean? Yashlim parshiyot matziva. Mitzvah lo moishnai mekorecha targum. The whole construct of the halacha, it sounds very funny. Let's go further. Third line over there. Rabbi Barabai Yisav Lashon Leminu L'Parshayu D'Kuli Shatna B'Mal Yim D'Kmuri. He wanted to finish all of the Parshias on Erev Yom Kippur. Get it done. Move. Says the Gemara, Tana Lechia Bar Rav Medifti. He Marav says, from Difti Turim, Divini Simet Nashay Sechem B'Tishalach Edish Barim. It says you have to oppress yourself on the ninth in the evening. What do you mean? There's some type of message in the passage that tells you you're supposed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. You don't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. You fast on Yom Kippur. Alamelcha come to teach you. Anybody who eats and drinks on the ninth. If he fasted on the ninth and on the tenth. So what does he say? He tells him, first of all, the Fatemah says an interesting chiddush. Somebody who eats an Erev Yom Kippur, and the Gemara over here says it's as if you fasted on the ninth and on the tenth. Says the Fatemah, it's not because of Yom Kippur. I mean, the Pashur Shad is because it's eating on Erev Yom Kippur is like you fasted. So you fasted on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Fatemah, no. Anybody who eats and drinks an Erev Yom Kippur is as if he fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Without fasting on the 10th. When you fast on the 10th, it's the third day. I always like this fast. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur is like you did two fasts. That's where he touches up the Gemara. But in any event, Rav Chiya Bar Rav from Difti, he wanted to finish everything on Erev Yom Kippur. And Rav Chiya Bar Rav told him, you can't finish on Erev Yom Kippur because you have to eat. You have to eat. And since you have to eat, you're not going to have time to be able to finish your parsha. That means if you would be able to eat while you learn, if it would possible, chayr would be mutter. Now, sarvalach minim. So then he thought, perhaps you should do it in 1 week. Meaning he was an all or nothing guy. Let's just get it all done in 1 week. Let's get it all done. My mother used to tell me, patience, my dear one. Okay. She wouldn't tell me that, but she should. So he thought maybe do it earlier. Amaleah, who Saba, the Saba told him, you know who the Saba was? The Shiloh, who was? Tanina, we learned in the Braisa. You shouldn't do it earlier, you shouldn't do it later. You shouldn't do it earlier, and you shouldn't do it later. One second, because the Amalu Rabbi Shubba Levi told the Bnei his son, Aslima Parshat Saichu and Matibur, complete your Parshat with the Tibur, Shnai Mekar V'Chatargam, do with the Tibur. Okay, so we have over here. Now, three Shailas are going to pose to the Oilam. Shaila number one, when is the best time to do it? When? One. Number two, what does Targum actually mean? What does Targum actually mean? So, when is the best time to do it?
When it's too young.
Look, when is the best time to do it? What is considered Targum? And also, is there any time that we could say that if a person is learning other stuff, they're permitted, they're not mechuyev to do it? That's the three shaylos I'm asking that. Okay. So, there are two very important tesis over here. We're going to see that tesis is going to say to learn Rashi. Zok Taisus, Chesimet Beit. The Elam sees Taisus on the right over here. Bafil Ataris V'Divine. He says you should say Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. What does Echad Targum mean? You should do it even Ataris V'Divine. Now you're going to say a name. How do you translate a name? I called on Moshe Rabbeinu V'Davar Hashem Moshe Lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe. So what is the translation of Moshe? Moshe. You have to say Moshe. You have to say Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. What is the translation of a name? There's no translation, there's no targum of a name. Zok Taisus, a few of Taisus' Pirush Rashi. Rashi explained, "Afilu atayt zedivan she'ein by targum, even atayt zedivan that doesn't have targum shatzarku koyfu shloisha performing be'ivri. You have to say it three times. That's the way Rashi says. Right? The atayt zedivan, you know targum, you have to say it three times. But Tosis, the kasha might not atayt zedivan sheish lo mekol makom targum yushalmi. Tosis is like, I don't understand, but it happens to be atayt zedivan." In the Targum Yenis and Ben Uziel and the Targum Yishalmi, they give a description of what Atayas Zedivan are, and it's not named. Like, why did Rashi have to, why did Gemara have to pick such a two names? You could have picked Moshe, Yisachar, Levi, that they don't have any fancy meaning. The regular Targum of Atayas Zedivan is Atayas Zedivan. Targum Yerushalmi actually gives the name. So Tosfos is asking on Rashi, why would the Gemara have to say it? Reuben Shimon, Abisuk Achriya, Shem B'Targum Klal. She would have just said a different thing. Reuben and Shimon or anything else that doesn't have any Targum at all. Okay. Says Tosfos, Yesh Leimar. You could say, M'Shem Hakim Nakat Atarz Vedivin. I'll tell you why. I said Atarz Vedivin. Avagav She'em B'Targum Yodua El Targum Yishalmi. Even though it doesn't have any specific Targum that we understand. Rather, it has this obscure Targum Yishalmi. Has an obscure Targum Yishalmi. The Tosis, the Targum Kois Gimel Pam Ha'ivri, Mekom Yochim, Yisitev Lukois Pam Shlishis, the Targum, still nevertheless say the third one in an obscure way, if you can. Which means like this. This is what we're going to come out. Tosis is saying that don't translate just the translation. Don't translate just the translation. Don't say the translation. Give up shot. Give up shot. What do I mean? How do you understand Steinbeck Racha Targum? What does Targum mean? So Rashi's saying, translate the word for word for word for word for word. Taich. Taich is saying, if that would be the pshat, why would the Gemara say Atars Vedivan? The Gemara should have said Reuben Shimon Levi. Said Taich, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is not the way Rashi is saying. Give an explanation on everything, even Atars Vedivan, that has an obscure explanation, still say that explanation. That means like this. Rashi, Taich is saying, Rashi says, say translation, Pasha Taish, and Tosfos is saying, learn every possible explanation on every single word. That is the way Tosfos understands. Come to the Mishmar Shia, I'm just kidding. Now, so we have a big machlokes, and it's a big machlokes had a paskin. In other words, when we say Targum, does that mean you're supposed to actually read the translation? And we're going to throw in a question. You're going to read Targum, you don't know one word Targum is talking about. Does that mean Targum uncles, they have no clue what you're saying? You have no clue. Okay, you have a clue. Fine. If you have no clue what you're saying, is it better Targum? If Targum is mamish the translation, does it mean the Targum uncles, or it means
English?
Come on, Lenny says, I heard from... Are you going to say Lenny says, you heard from Raivalski to say
English? So the Rosh says you could say that, you could learn Rashi.
Wait. Tosfos is saying, learn the explanations of everything. Even as far as Vedivan, you got to find the explanation. That's a very hard thing to do. Basically, he's saying, Tosfos is saying to learn the Rashi. And Rashi is saying to say the Targum. Tosfos is saying, say the Rashi. Say the explanation of these things. Tosfos is not saying Taich. Right, and therefore comes along Tosfos and explains that the Gemara means to say that you really need to say, if you don't have a Rashi, find some other explanation. And that Taka makes it very schwer, complicated. That is Tosfos, you'll never finish. I hear you. I'm not saying that. But it's long life. Now, By the way, the Gemara brought down Rabbi Yehuda Abaye wanted to finish it all in Erev Yom Kippur. So it has to be that some people could do it.
Does that mean the whole
definitely, because Sofralach Daminu, when he's saying Sofralach Daminu, he wants to do it all early. Okay? And Rashi says very clearly in the third line of Rashi, Lach Daminu Lissadra Kola Parshias, do all of them. V'Shabbos Achat, V'Shteh Shabbos. So next time, so we have one Taisus that says the machlokes of what Targum is, and we're going to have to see how we pass them. A very important thing to know, but either it's the actual Taisus of the words, or it's the explanations and finding every possible explanation. Says next Taisus, Yashon Parshiyas v'Metzibur. Okay. Yashim Parshiyas v'Matzibur. This is the next Taisus. The Taisus says, Nira, it appears to me, the Chol Shavua, that every single week, the Kimin of Maschil and the Koyta Parsha, by the way, it's about Koykis. Not, we finish the whole Torah in 1 year. The Gemara brings down that they used to have to do it every 3 years. The Shnai Mikra was, well, whatever the Tzibur does, or the whole Torah. Important question. Near the Kol Shavua, Mekivin the Maschil and Likroit the Parsha, since you start reading the Parsha, Dahainu mi Mincha Shabbos, from Shabbos Mincha. Zaktaisis, Shabbos Mincha is the time where you start reading the next Parsha. That's when you're able to start Ve'elech Asher Yitabah until the next Shabbos. The Nikras im HaTzibur is considered with the Tzibur. Okay? That's why he said, the Apokah of the Lane Gittin, even though we're going to come to Gittin, like Nikras Kameh Shabbos Elm Ravi Be'elach. If somebody tells his wife, here's your get, here's your divorce, if you give me 200 zuz before Shabbos. If you give me before Shabbos, I'm going to consider a get. Before Shabbos is Elm Ravi Be'elach, so it's only from Wednesday. Okay, if you do it before that, it's not considered before Shabbos. And over here we're saying Shabbos by Mincha is already considered before Shabbos. So Taisus is still considered fine. And then Taisus says, the Medrash, or Zman HaShlami, the Medrash, Gimel Dvar Siyur Rabbeinu HaKadosh, three things Rabbeinu HaKadosh commanded Lubanu, his son B'Shash and Esther when he died. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the leader, commanded his son three things before he died. I would say learn Zayar, fast. You know what one of them was? That says, "Leitechu lechem b'Shabbos, ashi tigmun kol prasha." Don't eat bread on Shabbos, mashma suda na kiddush, until you finish reading the parsha. If he had to tell it to his sons, you know what that means? Even Rebbe's own son had to be told, "You better get it done. You better get it done." Says Taisus, "Mashma dekayd machila tarach lashlima." The Taisus, it's mashma from there that you have to finish it before you eat. The Taisus, if you finish it after you eat, Shabbat Ami, it's good. Before. So Taisus is saying, Mincha, start, and after you eat, till the next week, it's going to be fine. Okay. On the other hand, just to understand, we see in the Gemara itself that if somebody missed, they could do it till Erev Yom Kippur. They could do it on Erev Yom Kippur. The problem is, you're not going to be able to fast. You're not going to be able to eat, I mean. So, Taisus is saying, what is Taisus saying? When's the starting point? Shabbos by Mincha. When's the ending point? Before really you eat. But the Evid after you eat. Shabbos.
Friday night?
Shabbos.
But the following Shabbos.
Starting
is Mincha Erev Shabbos.
Mincha is new, so the ending point would be before
Mincha Shabbos afternoon is the new Parsha.
So
and you
Mincha
finish
you
it
to finish
before you eat.
Before Friday.
No, Shabbos morning before you eat.
For lunch, no?
You have
Shabbos Suda before you eat.
Why not Friday night before you eat?
The first Suda.
First Suda, well.
That's Friday. No, it's
Friday. Yeah, by lunch, yeah. No morning.
Yeah, but how do you know? You just said double stage before you eat. That's the question. You have to eat.
And I do that.
Could be Friday night.
The Magen Avraham and the Mishabura both learn it Shabbos day. Magen Avraham and the Mishabura both learn it Shabbos day. So one second. Okay, but whatever it is, from the Gemara itself, it would be mashma that you could finish it later, that you could make it up, the essence. Mm-hmm. Right? He didn't say that you can't make it up.
Yes.
Rabbi Bar Abaye wanted to make it up. Rabbi Bar Abaye wanted to make it up by Erev Yom Kippur. He said, if you make it up by Erev Yom Kippur, you won't be able to eat. But by essence, you can make it up. Tosis is mashma over here. That you only have till before the meal, or maybe after the meal. That's it. What happens if Shabbos passes? Let's go to the next. What? To the. Also, we didn't figure out the whole agdara. Like, things need to have an agdara. Agdara means how do you set up? Like, what is the din of Shnai Mikra? We'll see big nafkamina. Let's see what the Rambam. The Rambam said like this. Next line, kafei, right? Now, very interesting thing over here. The Rambam clearly says, puts the halacha of Shnai Mikra in Hilchos Tefillah. Now, why in the world would the Rambam put it in Hilchos Tefillah? It's a very brisk question. Says the Rambam, even if a person hears the entire Torah in the whole year, but Tzibur, he has to read it himself. The Seder of that, Shnai Mikra v'Chatargim. Pasuk Shem Targum, Kru Shlesh Apamim, read it 3 times. Ashi Ashlam Parashi Yisim Matibur. Seems like the Rambam is passing the way Tosfos understands.
He puts Kriya Tatoid in here, just feel like the Rambam. You look at before.
Okay. Comes along that guy's mind. And said like this. So on the first column, which is right on the bottom of the Rambam, he says that Targum is a very special thing. When they meant Targum, they didn't mean, remember, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, find an explanation.
So.
Targum Yishalmi. He brought that, the Agoyis Maimon is bring down from Rab Natronoi Goyin in the first column. We'll see the Beis Yosef is going to bring it down. That Targum was brought down, was said in Sinai. This Targum that we have was said in Sinai. Targum Onklet, it's in Sinai. So therefore, Shnai Mikra, the Targum is not just a joke.
No.
It's not just a translation like English. Mm-hmm. It was said in Sinai, so it has a lot of benefits. Now, by the hand, Rabbeinu Baruch. Here comes a big kula from Rabbeinu Baruch. Shemata b'sifrei that he found in the sefer shel Raivan, one of the Rishonim. We're not going to pass him like this, but this is brought down. This whole halacha was given to a yachid who's living in the village, in the Hicks. She'ela yudalikroi v'tar, you don't have 10 people to lay. I read it. You know that there is a halacha that if you're davening b'yachidus a home, you shall at least daven when the tzibur is davening shmein asrei.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it at the same time. He's giving this a din that when they're laning, they lay at 10 o'clock, actually, or 9:22. If Dr. Kaf is down to the office. 9:22. Depends. When they're laning, you should lane yourself at home. Beis mikra connected beis shekarim beis haknesset. I don't know what this means. He should read b'yachidus beis mikra 2 times mikra connected beis shekarim beis haknesset. The twice that they read in the beis haknesset.
Is that
two aliyahs?
They used to be met.
No. I'm sorry for yelling at you, but I'm not sorry for what I'm about to say. The echad targum connected matargum because they had one targum connected the matargum. They had a matargum. I don't know what he means that they lane twice in shul, one for the time that they corrected the balkayre. What does it mean 2 times?
That
the Matarian here wasn't a fourth. That was actually translated.
That's right.
And he
says, I'll prove it to you, because what in the world does that do? Well, in the Yashem other Parshiyas, Im Hat Sibor, I started with the shir with that question. He says, I'll tell you what it means, Im Hat Sibor. It means to say that you're in some place that you're not with the Sibor. And therefore, the Sibor is leaning. You should say the Parsha at the same time that the Sibor is saying. But if you're in Shul and you're listening to leaning, you don't have to do Shnai Mikra. Only because they do it in Shul, they read it twice. Definitely, when they read it twice, they still don't know. And they do it Matargim. So what you're doing is, you're doing a quasi Kriya Satayra
B'Yachidus. As person is waiting.
There's no chiyav to do.
Oh, maybe that's
there's
what it
no
means.
There's no chiyav to have betzibat kriyat
haTorah. This is.
You only have to make sure that they have that.
This is one shot, Rabbeinu Baruch. So Rabbeinu Baruch is saying a totally different shot than what we thought. We thought Shnai Mikra was Tamaz. I just din that you have to learn Shnai Mikra. I don't know. You have to learn Torah. Clearly, Rabbeinu Baruch is saying it's a din in kriyat haTorah. It's somehow a din of kriyat haTorah. That's one shita. Let's go to the next shita, Rishonim. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. And Mit Hashem will get to all the halacha l'maisa questions of when. When to start, what happens, Yontif, are you mechuyev to do Pasha Zachar, are you mechuyev? Well, when she, V'zayt HaBracha is always a question, when she starts V'zayt HaBracha. What do you do if you can't read Targum? What do you do? Should you do some? Is it an all or nothing thing? There's so many questions that come to this. But look at the Sefer HaChinuch, again, a Rishon. In the Akdam, he writes like this. He writes like in the first paragraph that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tarya Mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs. What is one of the mitzvahs? What's the most famous mitzvah? What did he say? I think that's one of the very big mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of the daily is the simple talmud. So to be happy. And yayin makes a person happy, the Gemara says. V'achmin mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs, the he itkur v'yasoy shakul nishan esalov, he mitzvahs at limud ha-tayru. This is by the second paragraph on the bottom of page 1. The mitzvah of limud ha-tayru. If limud yadua ha-adam mitzvahs of camera, you don't learn, you don't know what's why. That's why these are mitzvah, the Gemara brings down, to lane in the Torah, when everybody's gathering in shul. The people should learn Torah. Every week. In order to be able to finish the whole Torah. The minhag of most people is to lane the whole Torah at once. So why? The reason why we lane in shul, limudat Torah. Says the Chinuch, why did Chayvenu Chachamein Israel and Rachel the Chayt Kol Echav Echav Yisrael be based on B'chol Shavuah V'Shavuah? G'moy Shekoyin Oysa B'makam HaKibbutz. You lean it in your house the same way you read it in Shul. V'zeo Amr Zechayin and Rachel Eim Arshav B'Rishu Yoysa B'Mastibor. Why? Say Shiyaskol B'Dvaram Yoysa B'Kroy Seh B'Vesai. You'll be able to understand it better in your house. When you're in Shul, there's a lot of shenanigans going on. One guy's leaning, and everybody's leaning along with him. Rabbi say, by the way, it's important to read along, but if somebody's leaning, and people are leaning with them, and they're loud, so it's like five people hearing, or a person hearing five different voices, you should be careful. It could also distract the question about Kairi. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes?
Yeah,
but Avada, you should. No, they don't. Yeah. So now, one second. The Chinuch is saying a different din over here. The Chinuch is saying that the din of Shnai Mikra is a din of Limud HaTorah, and you have to understand what the Torah is saying, and you know you're going to say it in the Sefer, but you're not going to hear it as good. You're not going to understand it. Do it in your house. When you're calm, you understand what's going on. Now, many people during Kriyas HaTorah, they read once, and they want that to be considered as one of them. According to him, it's definitely not as one of them, because what he's saying is,
you're only doing your second one.
So you're saying that what he's saying is, that's what the second one means.
No,
okay, I hear.
one time at home. So you're familiar with this.
You're already what's it called. Okay, so we see Rabbeinu Baruch is saying that you really need to have a Kriyas HaTorah if you're not in shul. You got a problem. The Sefer HaKadosh is saying the reason why you're doing it again, the way you're learning Lenny, is in order to be able to be familiar with it, that when Kriyas HaTorah you understand what's fine. That's a second way. That's the second shot. Okay, page 2. Second of all, you're saying that you're saying there's no Indian of listening to the Tzibur.
It says so. If there are 10 people listening,
one second.
Then you don't have to listen.
You don't have to listen.
Rodon, you have to make sure that there is a tzibur that lines. But there's no
okay,
chiyav
so
on the individual.
There's a chakira from
there's
Rabbi.
No chiyav on the individual to line.
There's a chakira
so,
I'm going to say whatever you want to hear.
No fact, I think.
Rav Chaim Brisker has a chakira. If Kriyas HaTorah is a chayva on the Tzibur or is a chayva on the Yachid. You're saying, what's the point of doing it if, according to the way the Chinuch is saying, let's go to the Mechaber, the Mishabura. But before that, says the Shumat Tadesh in Shiloh. Yeah? The Elam has it?
Yeah.
Says the Shumat Tadesh, Shiloh. Hold on, Rina. Shumat Tadesh is Simachov Kimmel. Page 2 on top. Hold on, Rina. This is what we say. Lelim Yashlam Adam Parashiyas Yashlam Adam Parashiyas Yashlam Adam Parashiyas Yashlam Adam Parashiyas Yashlam Yem Kippur Parshas Shkayin Shachas Musaf Shabbat Shalavar Parshas Kamkin Nasef Parshas Mitzvah Lekayt Eilav. The four Parshas: Parshas Hachodesh, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Paro. Is that also a din? Is it whatever the tzibur is leaning? You have to lean at home. Is that what it is? Is it whatever the tzibur is leaning? You have to lean at home. No. Let's think about what Rabbeinu Baruch has to say. Rabbeinu Baruch's way of understanding it is that the reason why you're laning it is because you're home. If you would be in shul, you wouldn't have to do it at all. And you're off home. And since you're home, you don't have Kriyas HaTorah, you have to lane it. According to him, whatever the tzibur is laning, that's what you lane. Whatever the tzibur is laning, that's what you lane. Question is, you don't go like a we clearly don't go like a Rabbeinu Baruch. We pass and you have to do it even if you're in shul. Question is, are you mechuyav to do the things that are not directly the parsha? That's the question that he asked. So the Shumat Tadesh and the Arba Parshas, he answers no. No. And he proves it from Rashi, a diuk that you would have just passed over in Rashi. He passes a halacha from it. Says the Shumat Tadesh, Yira, it appears, Shalei Nagul, Ashlima, the minig is not the complete of MBLD Tom Varayu Kokach. I don't have really a good proof. The end with Akhluk Mephirish Rashi, don't prove from Rashi, to be Yashlam Rashi's Rashal. Call Shabbos for Shabbos. Don't prove from Rashi. Rashi says every Shabbos. The Parsha of every Shabbos. Mashma davka mashma karim b'chol Shabbos z'ashana. It would imply whatever you read on Shabbos. Meaning not the Parshas of the Parah and Parshas of Chodesh. No. He said, no, maybe that's not what Rashi means. Because he just gave a normal example. Also what they read on Yontif. But then he brings a raya. At the end of the day, he says that lemaisa. At the end of the day, you're not mechuyav too. He goes on and says you're not mechuyav. Okay. So we saw that Shumat Tadesh Nuklar the question. He answers that lemaisa you're not mechuyav too. At the end of the day. Okay. Now, which would mean yontif not either. Yontif you're not either mechuyav to tnai mikra on parshis of yontif. Now, here comes the first kula that I'm going to give that the Bir Halacha does not like, but the Beis Yosef writes it, and really the Mechaber writes it. Is one able to do Shnai Mikra and not listen? He like wants to do Shnai Mikra, and he just not following along with the Chazan whatsoever, with the Balkari whatsoever. No. That's a different question.
That's what I do.
That's, that.
No.
But you need 10 people that you provided 10 people.
So comes along, we'll first read the Torah. The Torah is in the middle on the bottom, next part of the page. By Gimel. The Torah says the entire week from Yom Rishon. So he does not say like Tosfos. He says from Sunday, not like Tosfos that says Shabbos by Mincha. Chashim and Matzibur is considered with Matzibur. Kim Shem Eskin LaParsha B'Yom Shabbos B'Mincha. Since he starts Shabbos by Mincha, Yom Rishon is good enough. And then he says, "Mitzvah min Amochah Shiyashu Ma'aseh Kadam Sheichel B'Shabbos." It's a mitzvah in the milk for to finish it before you eat in Shabbos.
Which means the first week.
Yes. Then he says, what happens if you don't finish? It's very mashma like that. If you didn't finish before you ate, do it after, before mincha. Afterwards, once you started the parasha, over the marashal zoys, can't make it up. Make it up. Doesn't seem like you can make it up. We'll see, you'll be able to make it up, but we're trying to get things.
But
then, I don't know, once it's finished, it's finished.
It says, I didn't need the Shabbos, I feel.
Havdol.
Then we have the Kabbalah.
You'll see, you'll have more time. Comes along, hey, in the Beis Yosef. Take a look, hey. Give Gimel, call it, hey, in the Beis Yosef. Kadva Mordechai, Kadva Arzurur. Re'isi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Chosted. Umarinu Rabbi Avram, Shayu Kershnaim Bikrav Echatargum, B'Shaz Kriyat HaTayrah. During Kriyat HaTayrah. You hear this? Why? He is being Isaac in the same thing. Now, does that mean he's reading along with it, or they're doing it while Kriyat HaTayrah is happening? They're reading by himself, and they're saying, B'shum Deba Isaac Inyan Asik. He's laying and I'm doing also laying. That's what it seems like. That means not only does it count, you don't even have to, according to this, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chazir and Rabbi Avram, it seems like what they're saying, seems like, that they would lain, they would say Shnai Mikra, and they would just be not following along with the Balkari.
That's the problem. If all people do that, if one does that, it's not a problem. But if everyone does that, then you have a problem.
That's what it seems like. Again, because of Kolboy, Simon Chav. Kvar Kisavti, Simon Kufay Vav. Shavu Shiesh Cholkum Adavar. I send Simon Kufay Vav. Even though other people arguing on it, Hochi Nashinon. This is how we paskin. So the Beis Yosef is paskening this. Again, Beis Yosef is Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He wrote his explanation on the tour, and now afterwards he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, let's go to the next part that's underlined. Out by the Aleph and the parentheses base. He's going to bring down what we brought down, that Shita. The Shita of that you only have to do Shnai Mikra if you're B'yachidus. Because of a good parak, you can move off the Tfila, B'Shem Ravan. Tom, I'm reading one of the parashiyas of the Matzir ruler, Iri, is speaking about the Yachid, Adar B'Krach, Shem by Minyan, those of the Torah. The Torah, Chav Mashar, just keep a Kerem, B'Yachid, Knesset. He called them, who B'Yachid, Shnai Mikra, B'Katar, Ma'amun, B'Yer, Shem by Minyan. If you're in a city with a Minyan, Shemea, Parsha, Mashla, Mishlea, Tibur, Shemea, Tzorch, Lashlam, V'Nit, Chud, Varam, Sham. We don't agree to him. But guys, we that's a person who says that with the brain, can to Shem. Her Rambam says the Beis Yosef. The Rambam argues with this. Why? What's the right that the Rambam argues? Because the Rambam says, I will be Shem Shemaya called Torah. The Rambam says, even though you heard the whole Torah, Pula B'chol Shabbos V'tzibur, Chayiv Likroi So'atzmai B'chol Shabbos V'shua, you have to read every week, Tei Deshol Eitzah Shabbos Shnai Mekra V'chatarkim. Okay. Now, then in the next piece, Beis Yosef brings down that you don't have to read the Yontif, the Kriyas HaTayrah of Yontif, and then he says, hold on. If the point is to be accustomed, to be used to, remember we said from the name of the Chinuch, that the Chinuch says, what's the reason why we do it? Be familiar with what the tzibur is doing, so then you should have to. Says the Beis Yosef Zion. Take a look at Zion. Beautiful piece in Zion. Called the Marino Rabbi Shabbos Sim Kavayim. The Dafka Parshas HaShabbos. Dafka and Shabbos Chayv LaHashem. You have to complete it. Our interakul Kolei Parshas Yontif. You don't have to read Yontif. Same Kadosh Shumas Sadeshen. So too it says in Shumas Sadeshen. Then he says, no, maybe according to Rabbeinu Hanano, the reason why we do Shnai Mikra is to be used to be Rogel, that when the Tzibur is going to say it, you're going to be accustomed. That means if I want to be accustomed to what Rabbi Radner is learning, so that maybe I have to do all the parshas, even Yontif. Nobody does it, so therefore you don't have to do it. Okay. So really we should stop over here because it's already 9:33. What time do we start?
10:02.
Okay. So let's just review what we had over here. Mr. Schneider, big machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos of what is considered Targum. And that's a very important halacha. That we're going to have to. Appreciate it. Question is, what's considered? Is it the explanations, or is it just the Targum itself? What do we do? We didn't answer. What do we do if somebody doesn't understand Targum whatsoever? Is the fact that it's written in the Sinai, is that good enough? We saw a few different sheets we're showing them about what's the whole purpose of it. Korten Rabbeinu Baruch, in order to be able to give yourself a Shnai Mikra, if you're Bechidus, we push that away. The Beis Yosef doesn't like that. The Chinuch says, in order to be able to be used to what the Tzibur is going to be doing. According to that, and as Dr. Kopstick said, you wouldn't be able to lane while the Tzibur is laning, for sure. You wouldn't be able to lane while the Tzibur is laning, for sure, because then you're not preparing. You're supposed to be preparing in your house so that we don't seem to pass them like that, according to the Beis Yosef. Why? Because the Beis Yosef says, we're not Noyig to read Yontif. So then must be, that's not because of that. It's not because just to be accustomed. Must be a different reason. And then we brought the big chiddush from the Beis Yosef that he brings down from Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid and Rabbeinu Avram and the Kolboy, that in the middle of laning, one seemingly, we'll see the Bi'ur Halacha is going to vehemently disagree, but one has the right to be able to just read Dushnai Mikra on his own. And the question that we could pose is, somebody's not going to do it at all. Is it better that he doesn't listen to the Baal Kaire and try to do it in the middle? Or better listen to the Baal Kaire? What's more important? The Kriya Satayru or the Shnai Mikra? That's really the question. That's the question we're going to pose. Of course. That's Mamshah Lachlamai is the question. That's page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. We have to go to the foundation. You want a Lachlo Maish Rishir, then that's not Gishmak. Bottom line is wonderful, but you have to always go to the lumdus of something. That makes you connected to it. We'll stop over here, and Mr. Shani will be back next Thursday with... it was donated. Anybody? Anonymously. Whoever donated anonymously should be zeicha to be able to continue
doing it more anonymous.
Do more anonymous things. Okay, that's a good one. And I'm Shkoyach for coming. Please invite your friends. Really appreciate when everybody comes. Oh, yes. Mr. Hashem.
3 days.
And 3 days. And Josh, I know we're supposed to start at 9:30, but then we'll start in 9:40. Rokhanayim ben Hashem, Rotokhari Baruch Hu, Zaki Zayi Shrol, Zika Kribul, Zayi Mitzvah, Shemar Nechav, Ismael Kribul, Ezel Tov Yadir, and Shkoyach for setting up.